Good morning. My name is Harriet Johnson, and I come here from Charleston, South Carolina, which is a land where women, and particularly white women, are not trained or encouraged in being stoical. So bear with me. I met Barry by email in 1997 when my friend Laura Hershey, who is here today, decided not to go to Cuba after all, and suggested that I should take over writing the story about an international disability rights conference for new mobility. I did freelance work for Barry until he retired, and about a year after that, I had the chance to come out to his place and have lunch with Laura and some friends. And about a year after that, I started noticing that I was getting emails that said things like, I've got to take Paco to the groomers. I hope I'll be back before you leave work, but in case I'm not, good night. And I found myself sending emails saying things like, I have a hearing in the morning, but probably with the time zones, I'll be there when you get online, but if I'm not, good morning. And this was very strange and surprising and totally out of character. And sometime after that, we decided we would be Valentines. There's a lot I'd like to say, but I really can't. And so what I'd like to do to give you a kind of sideways look at the Barry I knew is read a poem that he loved. I wrote it for him on his 67th birthday, which was right on the heels of his hosting the 40th anniversary of one of the many notable events of his life. I wrote it, and I had great fun writing it, as I always did when I wrote for Barry. I crammed a lot of crazy stuff into it for him to question and quibble with. And I popped it in the mail. I decided, you know, email was not good enough. And as soon as I did, of course, I thought, he's not going to get it. The jokes are too weird. They're too strange. And I feel that way right now. But he loved it uncritically. He set his amazing editorial judgment aside and appreciated it. And so I'd like to read it to you. It's called Moses, a crotchety old geezer, 40 years after climbing Sinai. I have been to the mountaintop, and I have seen enough to know that promised lands aren't all that they're hyped up to be. Even with God, especially with God, promises are easy to make. The devil comes in fulfilling them, in the details, as they say, the things that ought to be anticipated, but aren't. I made that famous ascent 40 years ago, seeking what's ineffable, indescribable, unnameable. That voice once heard from a burning bush that won't say what it is, just that it is. So pure, so elemental, it might as well not be. Instead, I find this irksome, too personal God offering a deal. Land, he says, with milk and honey and camel cigarettes. You have no other God but me, and 9 more terms, entirely reasonable, and set forth plain and quite clear in numbered paragraphs for your review. Good God, I say, go see my brother Aaron. I'm not near glib enough to deal with God. He is. Good man, says God, don't worry. No negotiation needed or allowed. Here's what lawyerly dogs call a contract of adhesion. You can take it or leave it, provided you take it. Once you do, you'll find it's not a bad foundation for Bronze Age life, particularly for patriarchs. Trust me. But God, I say, you need a prophet, not me. But man, God says, you'll do. And don't forget, I sent those plagues and a magic walking stick. After that, you might owe service in return, I think. Seems omnipotence has its mind made up. seems I've become a bewildered nation's guide. This contract of adhesion binds me not just to a God and his 10 laws, but to a people, a flood of wandering men and women and exhausting kids who think I know the way. I don't. I follow pillars of cloud by day and fire by night for want of a plan, and because those pillars draw me with mystery and with strange beauty, blow me away. Since the day I met that God and came back down, I've had a glow no specialist can cure that somehow marks me, makes silly girls of grown-up women who ought to have more sense. Years and years post-Exodus, and I've become a putative authority on bowels and skin health, commas and apostrophes, relationships and sex. It's not all bad, it's often a delight, but body and brain will fall apart no matter what, and I am tired. Now I learn that buried in fine print of the deal I made, it says the promised land is not for me. For me, no land of milk and honey and sidewalks and taxicabs and food delivery. That land is for the tribe to conquer, occupy, and oppress. For me, there's vastness, emptiness, and only such milk and honey as I can carry. My ghost will stay, and a people will move on. Dear God, I say, that's fine. On uninhabitable land, I'll die in my good time. This wilderness is my belonging place. Dear man, says God, I know. Thank you very much.